Schlossplatz. On the right-hand side, you can see a monumental building of the former Benedictine monastery. In this former monastery mill, which was built in 1448, together with a bakery, you can find the Café Schlossmühle today. The Benedictine Abbey, which was founded in the 8th century, soon had its own mill and bakery, as it was part of their tradition to be economically independent and to practice many different jobs. The mill has probably always been at the same place at the edge of the monastery and its walls, because here the water which was needed for the mill wheel was available. The monasterial life in Amorbach ended due to the secularization in 1803, which meant that the church lost all its possessions. The family zu Leinigen took over the building, which was then known as Palace. So the monastery mill became the Palace Mill. In 1953, the Café Schlossmühle was opened in the rooms of the former mill, where you can still buy an aromatic mill bread with traditional bread flavouring like coriander and caraway. On the other side, you can see the convent bow, which has a length of 118 metres. Till its breakup, the Benedictine monastery of Amorbach was the biggest and oldest one on the right side of the Rhine. Especially in the 18th century, it has been extended in the Baroque and Rococo style. After having lost all the possessions as a consequence of the Napoleonic conquest, the Abbey belonged to the family zu Leinigen since 1803. Since then, it is also called the Palace of Amorbach. Prince Karl Friedrich zu Leinigen used parts of the convent bau as his residence. This monumental 118 meter long building was built between 1782 and 1794 by Franz Ignaz Michael Neumann, who is the son of the famous Balthasar Neumann. First it was constructed for the Abbey of Amorbach, but after the principal decree of the imperial deputation, it belonged to the princes zu Leinigen. Until today, the former abbey is property of this noble dynasty, so it is still completely preserved, as you can see. The most famous parts are, beside the magnificent Abteikirche, the old abbey library with the prince's collection of books, and the green hall, which is still used for festive activities today. The green hall is a neoclassical concert hall from the year 1793. The Leinigschen Library, which is also known as Abbey Library, contains about 30,000 books and has a magnificent fresco.